One, two, three, four. Red velvet revelry, red velvet revelry. Join us and you will see. It's time for red velvet revelry. Stories you never knew. Facts that are coming through. We'll bring them all to you. Sisters, that's what we do. Red velvet revelry. Red velvet revelry. Join us and you will see. It's time for red velvet revelry.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to Red Velvet Revelry. My name is Marie-Louise. I'm a storyteller. I'm also a woman in the second half of life, exploring what it means for me to be a whole, happy, healthy sexual individual. I'm hoping that by sharing some of my stories, I might encourage other women to tell their stories about sexuality. Sexuality in the broadest sense of the word. Sharing stories that are life-affirming, hope-giving, joyful stories about sex, which just might encourage and inspire other women in this area of life. I'm starting from where I am, as a white, straight, able-bodied Scottish woman who's always identified as a woman. It may be that some of my stories are similar to yours or different, but perhaps you might like to share some of your stories with us here at redvelvetrevelry.com so that we can share them with other women. Episode 3. I don't know about you, but I seem to have been watching a lot more TV recently than I normally do. And something that I've enjoyed so much I watched it twice is the BBC drama Normal People. It's based on the book by Sally Rooney and tells the story of two young people who fall in love while they're at school and their rather tempestuous relationship. Parts of it reminded me a bit of my own life when I was younger. Not everything in the story, but mainly that feeling of being a young person, just finding out what happens when you start a relationship. It's led me to reflect on some of my own experiences. And I know from things I've seen in the media that it's provoked other people to think about their first sexual experiences too. So for the next few weeks, I'd like to share some of those early awakenings, those gentle, subtle things. Perhaps they may provoke something of a memory for you too. Later in the podcast, I'd like to share a review of Girl, Woman, Other by Bernadine Evaristo. Rara Skirt. Recalling and writing about this has taken me back to a time when I was gifted with a perfect freedom and innocence of my sexuality. It's a feeling I remember, and I really liked it. When I was 15, I got a rara skirt. For anyone who missed that trend, it was a tiered skirt which came to just above the knee. The definition, according to Wikipedia, is a short, flounced, layered skirt which originated in cheerleading and was popular with teenage girls in the 1980s. Created by Angela Stone and Giffey Fields, a bit like a tutu in a heavier fabric. Now, since then, I have been rather disinclined to follow fashion generally, but then it was a highly significant piece of wardrobe. I paired it with a white and navy striped blouse with a satin ribbon and ruffled sleeves. Whatever this sounds like, in this outfit I felt good. I felt attractive, confident, well put together, and I'm thinking now, it either symbolised or actually advanced my emerging sense of myself as a sexually alive young woman. My first sensual memory related to the skirt was being on my summer holidays and visiting the museum at Beamish in the north of England. It's an enormous and fascinating place. My family went round in a loose group, and it seemed like we were there for ages. It was a lovely sunny day, and I was wearing my blouse and my rara skirt, and feeling pretty good. At one point, I noticed a boy looking at me. He was with a group of Italian young people. I looked back at him, shyly, blushing slightly. For the rest of the tour, which we did at our own pace. I was aware that he was following me, not too closely behind me, but he did keep looking at me, and I kept looking at him. It's the first time I can remember being physically aware of that electrical sense of a connection to someone. The tension built up and up as we went through each room. As we went through a gallery without many people in it, he gently came right up to me, just for a moment. We didn't speak, but before I knew what was happening, he had actually pinched my bottom. And then he was gone. I didn't feel in the least assaulted or offended, just surprised, delighted, taken aback, flattered, and a little bit aroused. That was it. It was delicious and a bit precious, actually. My next adventure with the Ra-Ra skirt was a disco with the youth theatre group I belonged to. We had a disco every year after the summer show. Now let me revisit my 15-year-old self just for a moment. You see, I kept a journal at the time which recorded my passionate crushes on boys, never girls, not so far, and also my emotional dramas. It logged in great detail whom I fancied, if I'd seen them at school that day, if they had acknowledged me or not. I had special exclamation marks for extreme excitement and devastating disappointment. Standard punctuation was insufficient to express the strength of my feelings. I had all this writing going on, but not much else. I had no experience whatsoever of going out with a boy. At this time, my overwhelming crush was an older boy in that theatre group. He was 2 years above me at school and I had fancied him for ages. He and another boy I also really liked were both at the disco. It was a fabulous night. There was lots of dancing and giggling and flirting. I had lots of dazzling chats and sparky connections. I felt really confident and attractive. At one point, the boy I really liked singled me out and chatted to me for a while before I had to run out and get picked up to go home. I was ecstatic. I later had an actual dalliance with him, but that's another tale. For now, once again, the Ra-Ra skirt had worked its magic. Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo. This is one of a number of books that have been recommended to me recently. Books that deal with women's experiences, women's stories, real and fictional, focusing on their relationships, their life experiences, and particularly their sexual relationships. I believe that this is primarily a work of fiction, with lots of stories from real life interwoven, including some of the author's own life experience. In this book, there are stories about 12 different women, some of whom are closely linked. All have individual, specific experiences, depending on where they live, where they've been born, what their life has been. And for me, as a white Scottish woman, I loved hearing the perspectives of Black, English, lesbian women, old women, young women, women from different countries, women from different classes, different life experiences, all beautifully and evocatively told. In a very humane way, I thought. Lives brought to life. It's also been described as a kind of history, a kind of history that we need. And I feel like just reading this book has expanded my own life experience, which is what I think a really good book does for you. When I was 18, I read Marge Pearcey's book, Braided Lives, all about young women and the issues of abortion. As an 18-year-old, it opened up a whole world of experience and created empathy and sympathy for people whose experiences were different to my own, and a world that I had not yet encountered. This book reminds me of that. In the same way, I feel like I have learned something. One of the things this book does so well is to show the complex nature of who each of us is, especially for the characters who have got different ethnicities in this book and don't identify as just one thing, one race or one gender or one sexuality. It shows how complicated everybody is, and I really love that. But it's not just me who enjoyed this book. It won the Booker Prize last year, and it was historically shared with Margaret Atwood for the Testaments. But this book is also significant in another way. Bernardine Evaristo is the first black woman who's ever won the Booker Prize. She's also the first black British person to win it. And she's not just some new novelist. She's a professor of literature at Brunel University in London and a very skilled and talented writer who's written many, many books and writes poetry, prose, literary criticism, radio and theatre drama. I'm really keen to go away and look at some of her other books now. I recommend this book. I thought it was really enjoyable. I love the different styles for different characters. Just a joy to read. I loved it. So see what you think and let me know. Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo. Well, that brings us to the end of Red Velvet Revelry podcast number 3. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have a story you'd like to share with us, please do get in touch at redvelvetrevelry.com, or you can like our Facebook page, see what we're up to there. Until next time, I'll be back with a new story and something else to review. Bye just now.
1, 2, 3, 4. Red Velvet Revelry. Red Velvet Revelry. Join us and you will see. It's time for Red Velvet Revelry. Stories you never knew. Facts that are coming through. We'll bring them all to you. Sisters, that's what we do. Red Velvet Revelry. Red Velvet Revelry. Join us and you will see. It's time for Red Velvet Revelry.